Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Naughty Audience. This is a celebration of the support of so many of you, and I must say, it is absolutely inspiring to see so many of you before me today, all sitting there in the audience. Row upon row of chairs. Fortunately, all of you can hear me quite well. I've made sure of that, of course. Wouldn't want the people in the back to have difficulty listening to my voice, would we? Now, while you are all part of an audience, I do ask of you to be as quiet as possible. Try not to intrude on other people's thoughts. Let me do that instead. Now, I'm sure that my voice isn't entirely new to you. So let's say that we begin with a wonderfully simple induction. Now, no matter what I do, one of you will start falling first. They'll start to feel their eyes flutter and feel how their breathing is slowing down. It might be you. Or it's someone else, close by or further away. But the really beautiful thing about an audience, that one person can pull all the others with them. And once one slowly falters in their thought, and finds themselves floating deliciously on the sound of my voice, even if it wasn't you, you'd quickly follow, feeling your eyes flutter as you listen to me and feeling their inevitable drag downwards. You're breathing slow and steady, enjoyable and pleasant. Now I have given a hint to what's going to happen today. We're going to do something incredibly naughty. As you go deeper and deeper and float into that state of mind where my words become a brush, painting a picture on your mind. My words brush through your mind and make you shiver with a pleasant sigh. All these poetic words do serve a purpose because you, as one of many, you as an audience, and you as a person, are all being pulled into that wonderful state of blissful emptiness. Blankness, calm, floating into that wonderful state of really relaxing deep calm. And everyone participates, eyes closed, the energy in the room becoming a calm wave. You are part of this audience. You are part of the audience. And in fact, you alone are an audience in itself. With your conscious mind observing, while your beautifully creative subconscious is able to listen to my words as I tell you to drop and relax, feeling yourself open up to my words. And this is the moment where the fun can really begin. With all the energy in the room focused first on getting you deeper and deeper, it slowly shifts to arousal. An excitement that spreads from person to person, little gasps, as their bodies and yours are starting, growing to become more aroused. You are so focused on my voice that you may not even notice when the others start to moan. Everyone is in a wonderfully deep state, just like you. And they're getting deeper all the time by the arousal all around you, pulling you into a deeper state of trance with your thoughts, your mind melting away to the blissful heat spreading through your body. The energy in the room has changed from a peace to a heat, a blush on many cheeks, including yours, just spreading throughout the room, like a glow answering my words as I look down. You are surrounded by arousal. It is growing around you and inside of you. The little, innocent, almost inaudible moans of the people around you sparking thoughts and feelings inside of you. Sensual sounds spreading subtly through the audience. No longer are you an individual, but you are part of a sweetly horny crowd. A cog in a perfectly working machine that is oiling itself up to move and give in to the temptation. Erotic moans happening left and right, soft, innocent. Maybe you hear some, maybe you don't. Maybe it was your imagination, or maybe the one sitting next to you is even hornier than you are. And you can almost imagine how good it would feel to stand there above the whole crowd, my voice orchestrating this arousal in so many at the same time. And that just makes you more aroused. That just sparks the heat in your body, causing it to flame up and create movement in your muscles. Your fingers innocently want to move and please, tease and pleasure, but you are aware of the other sitting so close. But everyone has their eyes closed, everyone is in a deep state of trance, and who knows which neighbor has already begun to touch. There's just this innocence in the air and this permissive feeling of freedom. Right here, right now, there is no judgment on whatever you do. There is no one who will tell you that anything you do is wrong. In fact, there is only me who is telling you that you're doing just fine. There is no need to touch, even though there is a deep desire to touch. There is no need to act, just a deep craving to surrender to the sensual sounds spreading around you. Just an eagerness to follow in the erotic moans that you can hear. You have no idea who, what, or where. The sounds could be close, they could be far away. And maybe they are coming from your own lips. Maybe you are an innocent, the last one standing, the last one in the room not touching. Maybe you are the first, the naughtiest. Maybe you already started touching before anyone else. Maybe you've already begun without realizing it, and your hand has just been steadily crawling to pleasure and please. All you know is that you're in a deep state of wonderful drifting, of delicious desire floating. And your mind melts away to a deeper and deeper state as the arousal just spreads. This intense erotic energy envelops you. The room reverberates with arousal. You are surrounded by surrender. And the only thing that still remains is my voice guiding you, teasing, tempting, and little innocent breaths, little audible moans, and deeply pleasurable sounds are hidden all around you. You imagine yourself hearing the audience, or maybe you are not imagining anything. Going deeper and deeper into that wonderful state that you know as trance, as you drop with all the pleasure growing inside and around you. You arrived and joined me because you knew that this could happen and you wanted to be part of it. Everyone in the audience participates, eyes closed, fingers. So you let yourself drift into that deep state, in that wonderful flowing glow of arousal. You being the one to spread sensual sounds. You being the one to mutely moan quietly, deliciously. And here I stand surrounded by arousal. I simply keep on talking and keep on going. guiding you to an even warmer state, increasing the intensity of the energy in the room, until the heat is palpable on every breath, every flush, every blush. And it is, and you are part of a naughty audience. Thank you for being one of many, for being one of so many that decides to listen, that chooses to fall deep for my voice. Thank you for this and many other moments where you will pay attention to me. In a moment, this will end, but your arousal in your depth will not, as long as my voice follows. If you've been clever enough, you will stay nice and deep and enjoy my voice for a while longer. Otherwise, you will slowly awaken, almost imagine yourself the last one in the room, happy, glowing, content. Thank you.